Many misunderstandings exist about feminism. Have you ever noticed how people react when someone mentions feminism? It often sparks a range of responses, many of which are negative. Discussions about feminism can sometimes lead to feelings of aggression and condescension. She first faced this experience as a teenager, unaware of what feminism meant. At 14, she had a passionate argument with a close male family friend. As the argument intensified, he labeled her a feminist in a negative manner, equating feminists with criminals. This wasn't the only time she encountered such attitudes. During an interview to promote her debut book, Purple Hibiscus, the interviewer cautioned her against identifying herself as a feminist. Why? Perceptions and realities of feminism. According to him, women who identify as feminists are often seen as envious, unhappy, and unable to attract a partner. The author has encountered similar experiences, such as being told by a female Nigerian scholar that feminism is a Western concept that clashes with African traditions. However, criticism of feminism doesn't only come from its opponents. Many people believe in gender equality but feel feminism is unnecessary now that men and women have equal freedoms. They acknowledge past oppression but argue that women now enjoy the same rights as men. Her friends had a similar viewpoint. He didn't grasp how women were treated differently until he witnessed it firsthand. One evening, he and the author went out for dinner. When they arrived, a valet parked their car, and she gave him a tip. Instead of thanking her, the valet addressed her male friend as Sir. At that moment, her friend saw a glimpse of the everyday challenges women face. Gender inequality shows prominently in the workplace. Today, laws worldwide allow women to pursue any career and run for political office, a significant departure from the past. However, these laws do not fully shield women from other forms of gender discrimination. The term glass ceiling describes how men typically hold the top positions and highest salaries in organizations. Even in fields traditionally associated with women, like cooking, teaching, or art, men often dominate the highest roles. Positions such as head chef or university dean are commonly held by men, making it rare for a woman to achieve such positions. Gender biases at work affect women's recognition and pay disparities persist. In 2014, men in full-time jobs earned 21% more than women doing the same work. For every dollar a man made, a woman earned just 79 cents. Sexism at work isn't always obvious. For instance, the author knew a woman who got a big promotion. The man she took over from was liked for being strict and detail-oriented. But when she disciplined an employee for faking a timesheet like he did, she wasn't praised. Instead, they said she was too tough and aggressive. Another friend faced a different kind of unfair treatment. During a meeting, she proposed a new idea but was immediately rejected by her boss. However, when a male coworker later voiced the same idea, he was praised. These incidents highlight how men and women are often held to different standards. Men who assert themselves and share their opinions are respected. In contrast, women who do the same are often criticized and ignored, simply because of their gender. Women face social and physical challenges due to their gender. Women face discrimination not only at work but also throughout society. For instance, women often have fewer choices in life. When a woman prioritizes her career over starting a family, she may be judged more harshly than men who make the same choice. Many cultures view women without children as failures. Additionally, in relationships, women often bear the primary responsibility for raising children and are expected to sacrifice their dreams. Many cultures enforce strict control over women's sexuality by emphasizing virginity, using words like innocent, pure, and angelic. This restricts women's identities and desires, while men are often praised for being sexually active. Women are also expected to be submissive and pleasing. They are taught to be agreeable and attractive to appeal to men. These cultural norms often imply that women exist primarily for male pleasure. For instance, in Nigeria, if a woman goes to a club alone, she is often assumed to be a prostitute rather than someone enjoying dancing. Instead of questioning male attitudes that fuel such assumptions, women are blamed for their behavior. Similarly, women are discouraged from wearing revealing clothing, with the excuse that it might provoke sexual assault, shifting blame away from the perpetrators. Men and women differ without justifying inequality. Some argue there are no differences between genders, but significant biological distinctions exist between men and women, though these differences do not justify inequality. For example, women can give birth, and men generally have higher testosterone levels. Men, on average, tend to be larger and stronger physically compared to women. In the past, these biological variances led to a division of labor. Women primarily cared for children, while men engaged in physically demanding tasks. Leadership often fell to men due to their physical strength, crucial for group survival. However, in today's world, survival skills have evolved beyond physical strength. While biological dissimilarities persist, they no longer justify gender inequality. Social norms and gender bias. Humans are inherently social beings, which means we naturally absorb and adopt society's norms and expectations. When positions of power are predominantly held by men, this pattern becomes deeply ingrained. She vividly recalls one of her earliest encounters with this invisible norm. At 9 years old, her teacher announced that the student with the highest test score would become the class captain. Eager to be captain, the author worked hard and achieved the highest score. However, she was surprised when the teacher appointed a boy with the second highest score as captain without considering her achievement. The assumption that the captain had to be a boy was so ingrained that it wasn't even questioned. While traditional gender roles may have been relevant in the past, they no longer apply today. It's time for a new norm that respects and supports women's desires and rights. Society should embrace feminism for cultural integration. There's no doubt that we need to improve the relationship between the genders. If we're going to integrate feminism into society, we have to make a conscious shift in both our attitudes and behavior. One way of integrating feminism into our attitudes is to actively challenge the conception that women must adhere to traditional masculine norms to prove their worth. For example, the author remembers how she was torn between wearing a suit or a skirt on her first day of teaching. At the time, she opted for the suit, because she thought she needed her wardrobe to be taken seriously. She has since realized that it's possible to be both feminine and to be taken seriously. Redefining gender norms. To achieve true equality, we must not only reconsider our views on women but also challenge traditional ideas about masculinity. Men face societal pressures to conform to specific behaviors, they're expected to be tough and unemotional. However, beneath this exterior, they too have vulnerabilities, just like everyone else. Women often navigate around these sensitivities, fearing they might hurt men's feelings, which can stifle their assertiveness and emotions. Improving relationships between men and women requires open dialogue about addressing gender issues. It's crucial to encourage more people to actively think and talk about gender inequality. Moving beyond gender bias. Firstly, it's crucial to move past gender blindness, where people claim not to notice gender differences and assume they are free from sexism. In reality, biases persist in various contexts, demanding greater attention to gender issues. Secondly, we must recognize that change is achievable. Cultural norms evolve and must continue to do so. Excusing bias with "it's just our culture" is unacceptable. For instance, her twin nieces exemplify cultural change. A century ago, in Nigerian Igbo culture, twins were considered a bad omen and often killed at birth. Today, such practices are unthinkable among the Igbo. Similarly, future generations will undoubtedly view today's gender inequality with disbelief and condemnation. Key points 1. Feminism challenges stereotypes and promotes gender equality. 2. Society's views on feminism often reflect misunderstandings and resistance. 3. Gender biases persist in workplaces and social norms. 4. Cultural expectations limit women's choices and freedoms. 5. Biological differences exist but don't justify gender inequality. 6. Social norms and biases shape perceptions of gender roles. 7. Integration of feminism requires redefining traditional gender norms.